afternoon in Viber application.
Yeah, hi, is Craig in, please?
Craig Skira or Craig Smith?
Ooh, that's a good question, actually. I don't know that answer. I can look it up. Give me a second. It's not a sales call, by the way. I missed this call earlier. It's Craig Smith.
Okay, and may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Hold on one moment, please.
Friday savings are at the Home Depot now with up to 40% off special buys. Choose either an LG stainless steel French door fridge or a Samsung black stainless.
It's Craig. Hello.
Hi, Craig. This is Ruben Goldstein. How are you doing from Cardiff?
Hi, how are you?
It's been pretty busy, to be honest. How about yourself?
I guess that's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming, actually. Is now an okay time?
Sure.
Great. Can I ask you to grab a pen and paper and make some notes and answer any questions you have throughout this process?
Okay.
Perfect. My name is Ruben Goldstein. Like I said, the company, you've been working with Russell here. I'm in underwriting. I just wanted to kind of talk to you and figure out what you were trying to accomplish. I've talked to Russell a little and kind of get an idea that you were looking for some working capital. I'm not sure if you're looking for additional capital.
Go ahead. I told him a number of times. I said, you know, we have a credit line with U.S. Bank. It's like $100,000. There's no balance on it right now.
Okay.
We have used it, and we use it for cash flow management, and we have used it for a few short-term things in the past, but we went to U.S. Bank, and actually they called us, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago and said, hey, whatever you, you know, and that, at that point, we'd use some of that money to go ahead and to start up a solar company, which is doing fantastic, by the way, and so that got paid back and everything. But at that time, we're going, gosh, you know, the interest rate was, I don't know, 6, 7%, so I don't remember, in that range, high sixes, seven, and they came to us and they talked about refinancing, whatever it was. And I said, okay, so let's refinance. Well, what they wanted to do was take it, make that a fixed rate. I said, well, what I want to lower the interest rate on the credit line, you know, because I'd had Comerica call and talk about interest rates more closer to 5, right? And so it was just kind of round and around. And I said, well, okay, if we refinance and put that in a fixed line, like I said, which we don't even have a balance anymore, then what's the interest rate going to be on the credit line? We use that again. And I never got an answer, and they would never answer. And it was kind of frustrating at that point. Well, so we paid it off and everything, but I just thought, your guy called, and I said, well, we don't really have a capital need right now, but, you know, we use this because we do have a number of contracts with customers that are funded by the California State Reimbursement Fund, and unfortunately, that entity takes about 6 months to pay. It's
okay.
Money. It's guaranteed, you know. I mean, but it takes 6 months to pay, and so occasionally, you know, we can be juggling when we're doing something a little more substantial on a client that has contamination. We do drilling, soil sampling, water cleanup, kinds of things like that. And if there's something that we're doing that has quite a subcontractor, like drilling, and we can't work payment out with the driller, at some point, let's say we work it out with the driller, and so we say, okay, we'll pay you in 90 days. So at 90 days comes and the client hasn't gotten paid from the state yet, you know, then we're on the then we're kind of funding these things, and so we use the cash flow manager or whatever you want to call it. You just
borrow money until you get paid, essentially.
That's exactly right, and actually we try and build that interest rate, you know, into our, when we think we're not going to get paid on a timely basis, we try to, you know, we build that into our cost proposals with the client, and then the state really kind of pays for it. It just takes them a while, you know. And so, so it just got a little frustrating with U.S. Bank, and we, you know, we didn't really push it a whole lot, but we got a cold call. I don't know if it was a cold call or I think someone from your bank, Norma Koopa or somebody called a year. So we must have got on some sort of contact list, and one of your marketing guys or guys called, and was inquiring. I said, well, and I told him exactly what I told you. We really use it when we don't have anything fixed, that we don't need to go buy a truck, or we don't need to go buy all computers, or we don't have any capital needs right now, so we don't have it, but we just like to have a credit line that's available to us for cash flow management.
So it sounds like to me you have a line with U.S. Bank, and essentially, obviously that's a credit line, so I'm sure that's cancelable at any time, and it's probably like a 12-month term, correct?
I don't even think it's – we don't even pay – I don't think we even pay – yeah, I don't know if there's 12, but it's cancelable at any time.
It's cancelable at any time.
I think there might be an annual fee of a couple hundred bucks or something, you know.
Yeah, and so they're just your primary bank. That's who you deposit money into, correct?
Yeah.
And so they've been, and essentially you guys keep, I see that you and your partner have really good credit, and you keep pretty healthy balances. So they're essentially saying, which is pretty standard, hey, if you want some access to additional capital, we'll lend you your own money in a sense with interest. But it does give you kind of a security blanket in a sense.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's you know, we've had the credit line for some time when things, you know, when we actually got it fairly early, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. If they really care what our balance is, you know, our bank balances or whatever else, but I mean, they at least they don't discuss that or bring that part out as it relates to the credit line.
And how's business going for you guys? Are you growing year for your business? Are things kind of steady? Are there any challenges? How
steady? I mean, we have opportunity. You know, there's some interesting opportunities. We've been the environmental business has been kind of doing a remake, so to speak, because a lot of what's been driven for soil and groundwater cleanup, and you guys may—I don't know how much you loan on commercial properties or that kind of thing, but
we don't do any type of real estate financing. We're a small business lender.
Okay, all right, okay, fair enough. So you don't see it, but a lot of these guys that do to make a long story short, the state is letting a lot more contamination stay in the ground than they used to. In other words, so there's some low-threat closure criteria that comes along. So things that used to have to be cleaned up and assessed, they're being a lot more lenient, I guess you want to say, which politically kind of pisses off a lot of people in one way. It's like, is it supposed to be a green environmental state, and yet they're letting people leave, you know, nearly floating gasoline on the groundwater, which they never used to do. You know, so there's some weird things that have been going on over the last couple of years. And so that has has resulted in a little bit of less business on that side. But
gotcha.
We're doing more business with you know, asbestos assessor with the VA. We have a West Coast Coast Guard contract, and we have, you know, all these things. So we've been kind of shifting what our environmental core is, and now we're kind of on the precipice of growing again. So we've been kind of steady for the last couple of years. Why we've kind of we got our GSA contract, and we're getting some government, you know, and now we're starting to build business.
How big is your solar company? You mentioned, what kind of revenue do you guys do for that?
Well, last year last year we just did a couple hundred thousand, and this year we're going to go over $1 million. So
that seems to be like the way your business is kind of heading. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a separate company. I mean, it's not, you know, it's incorporated separately.
But is it the same ownership basically? Okay, yeah, we see that a lot. So I think I'd kind of want to go over what Bank of Cardiff offers. And we're definitely not competing to try to replace your potential. We're not a traditional bank, and we're not going to say, hey, we want to take your deposits and then get a credit line. And frankly, if you take your interest rate on a credit line from 5.5% to 6.5% or 6.5% to 4.5%, that makes a very minimal impact. We offer a little different of a product, and I'm not sure if it's a good fit for you, but it could potentially be. And one of the things you mentioned is opportunities, and that's really what we kind of revolve around. And I apologize. My phone system's been having some issues. Can you hear me okay? Or am I cutting in and out?
Sure. We're fine.
Okay, great. So what we offer is not a credit. We can offer credit lines, but what we offer is additional funding when a customer has the opportunity to grow their business in a positive manner. And what makes our product unique is that we offer unsecured cash without having access to your deposit. So we're not asking you to – we don't take any deposits, actually. We don't do any type of checking or savings accounts. When a traditional bank is either not going to be a good fit for their customer, or a customer doesn't want to max out a credit line. Most customers that we work with, you know, they know that if they ever use, you know, more than that kind of 25% of their credit line, then that's when they start getting phone calls and they can potentially – damage their bank's relationship. Where we offer is more of a term loan product that gets someone additional financing for the right opportunity. We have a few basic things we're going to do, which is a large loan amount, It's a quick process. And most importantly, like I said, it's a complementary product. It's not a product which is going to be used to compete for that same $100,000 credit line you have. Now, one thing you mentioned, capital needs. We do equipment financing as well. But capital can be either an asset-based purchase, you know, truck, computers, etc., or it can be an opportunity. It can be hiring new sales reps, basically borrowing money to grow another business. There's a lot of different opportunities. So I guess kind of the pointed question I'd ask you is, are you passing on any opportunities right now, or can additional capital in terms of additional cash help your business? And by additional cash, I mean something in the range of probably, you know, $100,000 to maybe even $150,000 or $160,000.
You know, I mean, that's not, it's something that, I haven't really thought of, you know, at this, I'm kind of buried in things like that. So it's just kind of like, hey, let's just get a better interest on this credit line, this cash in case we need it and use it and that kind of thing. We have some things going on right now that might be of interest, but it's more on the, merger acquisition kind of thing, and there might be something worth.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think just to kind of put,
I have to kind of think that through a little bit more over the next week or so, because there's kind of a lot of moving parts right now.
Okay. So to kind of give you an idea of our process, so what makes our product really appeal to small business owners, and there's no salesmanship here, is it's very hands off. We wire the funds into your account. You have a fixed repayment schedule. We can go over different options, and you can decide what you're going to do with the money. We don't monitor how it's used. We don't ask how it's used. We don't put a lien on your real estate. Regarding, you know, refinancing a credit line, that's a completely different product. And, you know, I think a lot of people right now are fighting over that business. But ultimately, if your credit line gets from 6% to 4%, you use your credit line so infrequently that you're going to probably see less than $1,000 of expense a year. It's very, very minimal on the impact. But to give you an idea, Bank of Cardiff would offer your business in capital, just cash, $100,000 to $160,000. So that money could be funded to your account, you know, as early as Monday.
What kind of interest rate are we looking at?
Well, so unsecured cash, you're always going to have a cost and a payback on that. And I can go over 2 years, 1 year, 6 years. I can put something to custom together for you, but it's going to be costlier than a credit line because it's cash is considered high risk. But in terms of the overall value of it, it really is, do you have a need? Do you have an opportunity?
Right.
If this is not something where this money is going to go into your account and sit there. This is a product, and it's a great product for a growing business, and someone saying, hey, look, if I can get $200,000 or $100,000, or in this case, $100,000 to $160,000, it's really about the opportunity, the return on investment. And, you know, once those numbers are hashed out, I can custom tailor a program around it for you. The pricing is really not an issue, but it's really on kind of what needs or opportunities are there for you as a business owner for this product. It is not meant to compete with your credit line. We're not trying to replace your credit line, and I just want to be as clear as possible on that.
Okay, well, are the interest rates going to be like something over 10%, or are they, you know?
For unsecured cash, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But this is a product, if you have a need, that if you have a need to grow or an opportunity to grow your business, sounds like you've got a few different irons in the fire, it's a great product. It's meant for people that have good credit, that want to grow their business and kind of grow fast. But and it's something where getting this capital from a traditional bank is very, very difficult, and it's a loan, so you're not having to worry about maxing it out, having a negative impact on your credit report. It's also a business loan, so it doesn't go on your personal credit.
Okay, well, thanks for updating me on what the options are and the value is.
Yeah, it's truly.
Really wasn't clear from.
Not a problem. We have a 0% line for $20,000, but I don't think $20,000 is really going to help you here. Yeah, it's basically an idea of 100 to 160 cash, whatever you can do with the cash. What are your opportunities? And then if it works, get you funded.
All right. Well, I got your, you know what? Let me make sure I got your email address information. Or could you send me an email? You have my email there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in underwriting directly, so you could email me. My email is rgoldstein@bankofcardiff. You can email, you know, Russell, who's your contact. But, you know, I want you to have my number. The loan, you know, we could fund you, like I said, as early as Monday. It just really comes down to, is there a need or an opportunity?
I have to have an immediate need, and I don't know that I have one right today. So I'm going to, you know. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to have think the same thing through a little bit. And I actually have a partner in crime. He's over in Eastern Europe right now. He's coming back, but he won't be back for about a week and a half. And so I need to kind
of. Yeah, you actually remind me of a customer we just funded, which is a very similar situation. So the guy that came into us, he actually has a very, very large credit line. And then when he kicked some numbers around, he realized he wanted to hire a new salesperson. That person was about 70 grand a year. They brought in a tremendous amount of revenue. You know, his sales guy brings in $500,000 a year. But it was this idea of, well, if I can borrow the money and get the return on the investment I need without doing it myself, then it's great. Because there's no way he wanted to dip in his credit line to actually take that risk. But if he could borrow it up front, then it made sense on a term loan.
I can definitely see the value there. And from his perspective, he just, okay, I hired a guy for 70 grand a year and whatever the financing cost is, I really hired him for 80 grand a year.
I can tell you the numbers. I have no problem. This gentleman, it's not like I'm going to give you his name. He borrowed 70. His term length was 12 months. His payback on that loan was 92,000. So he paid back, that's not your terms, but he paid back 22 grand. The numbers he gave us, his sales guy brings in 500,000 a year. Obviously, that's not all profit. He all wishes it does. His gross profit margin, his sales, what made it really appealing for him was that 500,000 in sales was a very quick sales cycle. He makes about 30% profit, but he does it about every 3 months. So his idea was, hey, if I can buy it, if I can basically take this money and flip it multiple times, I'm flipping it 4 times a year. But yeah, those were his costs. He paid 22 grand to borrow 70 over a 12-month period.
Okay, good deal. All right. Well, have a great weekend, and thanks for your time, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You got it, sir. Bye-bye.